Blanca Moran's eyes filled with tears. It was hard to look back on her years as a janitor with the cleaning company KBM. She spoke through a translator.
She worked from 7 p.m. to 6 a.m. in the morning. She didn't get any rest breaks, no lunch period. She actually became sick with anemia because she didn't have a time to eat.
Today, Moran joined other janitors, taxi drivers, car washers, and day laborers on the steps of City Hall to stand up for low-wage workers who aren't getting paid for their work. Researchers at UCLA report that 654,000 low-wage workers lose over $26 million each week in Los Angeles through unfair labor practices. Businesses guilty of worker exploitation aren't just hurting poor families, says UCLA's Kent Wong.
It means that they're getting an unfair advantage over other businesses that are doing the right thing and are honoring labor laws and paying the workers a living wage.
Hope for workers comes in the form of a city council ordinance that's being drafted now and is expected to pass early next year. The ordinance would allow laborers to report abuses to police and the city attorney and would make it a crime to cheat workers. Council member Richard Alarcon is championing the new regulation.
It's not okay to cheat people out of their wages. It's just like stealing.
In a city with a high foreign population, it's easier to get away with abuses because immigrants don't always know their rights. Car washes in particular have a bad track record in this city, says organizer Isabel Rojas.
People are told to show up like at 8 in the morning, and they don't start getting paid until the first cars roll in. So sometimes that means that they don't get clocked in until like 11, 12. On days that they get sent home early because there's no work, they don't get paid for like that waiting time.
The Clean Car Wash campaign has helped workers take matters into their own hands. At the Wilshire Car Wash, workers were fired for fighting for better treatment, but with the campaign's help, they got their jobs back. Even before the new ordinance becomes a law, Alarcon and labor groups are urging businesses to start playing fair on their own. Stealing wages increases levels of poverty and in the end hurts us all, Alarcon says. For Annenberg Radio News, I'm Emily Frost.